Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily Program this morning. Now, as I mentioned, we are talking gravitational waves. First off, what is a gravitational wave?
Well, gravitational waves are produced whenever we have accelerating masses in the universe. And when these masses accelerate in a configuration that's not completely, you know, symmetrical, so like two bodies spinning around each other, then they produce minute distortions in space-time, which are gravitational waves, and these travel outwards from their source at the speed of light.
And these recent findings we mentioned from earlier this week, what were these findings and how are they actually significant? How are these detections significant?
Okay, well, in our previous three detections, we just had the two LIGO detectors, which you've already mentioned, and they're based in America, some thousands of kilometres apart. But for the first time, we had the European observatory called VOGO, which is located near Pisa in Italy, in an advanced configuration state and fully operational, actually, from the beginning of August. And so when this signal came in, it was online. And for the first time ever, we had three operational detectors actually finding this signal from the coalescence of two big black holes.
So those masses that you mentioned, these that are sending off the gravitational waves, these are black holes?
Yes. So the four events we've had so far have been binary systems, that systems of two black holes getting closer and closer, spinning together in this sort of cataclysmic spiraling death dance and crashing together and emanating gravitational waves. But the significance here is that this is the first time we've had independent direct verification by a separate collaboration, which is the VIRGO collaboration. Before it was just our collaboration, the LIGO one, but now we have an independent corroboration of the direct detection of gravitational waves, which is amazing.
A cataclysmic spiraling death dance. It's a pretty good name for a rock band there, Susan. I would say that one is a very vivid description. Look, these detections, what do they actually change about what we understand regarding the nature of gravity and of space?
Well, for a start, they enable us to do very precise analyses of the theory of general relativity, which is Einstein's theory, to see how accurate it is in these circumstances, which are circumstances of extreme gravity. And with these four detections, we see that the theory is holding up very well. But in addition, the more detectors we have, the smaller the area of the universe we can pin down as to where the source actually occurred. And then we can get our electromagnetic partners like, you know, optical telescopes, radio telescopes, and so on to actually search for counterparts of these signals. And if we were lucky enough to get, say, a pair of neutron stars, then there would be certainly other signals in the electromagnetic spectrum which would accompany the gravitational waves.
Okay, so obviously, as we mentioned there, these gravitational waves were from the merging of two black holes.
That's right.
Two neutron stars would be sending off these plus these other kind of pulses.
Yes, and in a sense, that's going to tell us even much more about the physics of extreme places in the universe, which we can't replicate here on Earth in experiments. But we can use these as laboratories to study physics in these extreme circumstances. The neutron stars are incredibly dense, and we can find out via the gravitational waves and other signals that we might get, we can find out a lot about their structure, like their temperature, their density, and so on. So we can get an enormous amount of physics from using what we call multi-messenger astronomy, which is us, the gravitational wave people, plus all our telescope partners.
Absolutely fascinating. Just as a final point, Susan, I did mention there, or we mentioned there, that this was only found a few weeks after a couple of these observatories actually teamed up. So only a few weeks after it, we've seen this detection for the only the fourth time of these gravitational waves. Is that just a lucky break for the partnership, or will we expect to kind of see a spike in these readings now that more observatories are getting on board?
Yes, well, more the latter. We will expect to see a slight increase, because when you have a detector, there is going to be some downtime when you need to fix things on it and improve it and so on. And this means that at any given time, we'll have more detectors online than we normally do. So we'll have, if one goes down, we'll have two instead of just one. And, you know, if some amazing event came in, like a supernova, which could be, say, a 1-in-100-year event, you don't want to be offline when that happens. So this increases our uptime, which is, you know, a very important factor.
Absolutely fascinating. Susan, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.